What's your hand update? How's it doing?
It's good. You know, I'm feeling good, looking good. So,
are you close to 100% or whatever?
I'm getting there. I'm getting there. You know, still working every day to get 200%, and I feel like I'm close.
Exactly. I mean, what have you had to adjust, you know, if you're trying to favor or at least trying to compensate for something like that?
Yeah, you know, it's even subconscious sometimes, you know, I even think about it and I'm doing it. So it's been a focus of mine to use it this week during practice and consequently in the game.
Anthony, I know you guys have won 5 straight, but Adrian said every time that you look at the tape, you see you guys can do better. So knowing that you're not even playing your best ball and you guys are, you know, still learning who you are and you've got 5 straight, how does that make the guys in the locker room feel this way?
Yeah, no, confident. You know, I think we're very confident, you know, in our abilities and what we're able to do and what we've done so far. And, you know, still, like he said, you know, we haven't really done anything yet. There's still a lot of room for improvement. So that's what we're trying to do, is get better each day. And hopefully today we have a good practice.
Anthony, what have been your impressions of Adrian Peterson? You didn't really get to play with him much last year, obviously. But this is your first chance to really sit back and see him. What's impressed you about him? What have been your observations?
Yeah, I mean, everything everybody's ever said about him is true. You know, just watching him on the field and off the field, it's, you know, he's a great guy to be around, a great teammate, and obviously a great football player. So, you know, he's a trifecta, and he's hopefully he can keep it going.
How would you tackle him?
I don't know. I'm glad I don't have to.
Carefully.
Yeah.
You feel what you guys are doing, even though it's, as you guys are saying quietly, there's a shift now going on in your division because of what you're doing?
Yeah, I mean, maybe, you know, but that's really not our concern. Our concern is in this locker room and on the field and trying to get better. You know, the shift would let everybody, you know, talk about the shift, the momentum, or, you know, the division. But, you know, I think if you get caught up in that, you lose focus of what's really important, and that's the game and, you know, getting better and improving the little things and the details. And we are really just trying to do that.
Now, do you guys tweak your scheme much at all when you see what other teams like Denver and Carolina and Detroit have done that has been successful?
We might implement, you know, a couple things that they did, and, you know, think that was successful for them. But, you know, we want to stay true to who we are and what we've done to be successful, and I think we're going to continue to try and do that this weekend.
Because it seems like they've been jamming their receivers, and they don't really get a lot of release time, so Rodgers has to stay in there a little longer than he wants.
Right, no, that's disrupting timing, but that's really one of the fundamental aspects of our defense is, you know, no free releases, you know, no free entry into a route, you know, so I always try to disrupt the offense, whether it's, you know, Green Bay or, you know, Detroit or whoever we're playing. You know, we want to make it uncomfortable for them.
Anthony, what has been the difference for the defense this year compared to last? I mean, you guys were solid last year, but you've been one of the league's best. What has been the difference?
I think everybody's understanding what their assignment is and understanding what the guy next to them is doing. And, you know, once you understand the whole, you know, it allows you to not even do your job, but, you know, obviously you want to do your job. And I think that's, before I go any further, that's really what we're trying to do, is do your job and play disciplined football. And that's what everybody's trying to do, buy into what the coach is saying, and go out and play hard and just do your job.
What does it say about your depth? Do you have a guy like Tom Johnson who can come in and start 4 games, or Trey Wayne's the number one pick, is, right, you know, the fourth cornerback right now?
You know, everybody on this team is very capable of going out there and making plays and doing their assignment at a high level, and we have a lot of confidence in anybody that's out there.